This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Natural disasters don't much care who you are. Floods and earthquakes and wildfires hit rich and poor and in between pretty much alike. But what about once the disaster is done? That's what this next story is about. It's been exactly 2 weeks since that F5 tornado ripped through Moore, Oklahoma. 24 people were killed. Thousands more from every slice of the economy were left homeless. And as most of the news trucks were leaving town, Chrissy Clark from our Wealth and Poverty Desk was heading in. She met two women in Moore, strangers, both of whom survived the storm, but who faced very different recoveries. Here's Chrissy.
The beginning of these two women's tornado stories are alike. They were each home alone. Each in the same neighborhood, a few blocks from where Plaza Towers School collapsed. And listen to how they each describe the tornado's approach.
It sounded literally like a freight train running over my shelter.
That's one of the women, Cindy. Here's the other, Michelle.
I lived in New York City, so I've heard the trains and the subways. It is a little bit like that sound.
Now here's both of them.
In the middle of the freight train sound, there was a shrill whistle.
Whistle of the air going through the walls themselves. You can feel
closest
it.
Closest I can get is.
When Cindy climbed out of her underground storm bunker and Michelle crawled out of her closet, they each found their homes obliterated. Reduced, in a word, to
nothing.
But nothing, it turns out, is a relative term. Let's start with Cindy, Cindy Beam. You get a sense of what nothing really means for her when you go to the site of her former home, which is now a concrete slab with a crumbling chimney surrounded by piles of rubble.
Pardon the mess. A tornado just blew through here.
Everybody's got an excuse, you do.
For one, she still owns her sense of humor. And she still owns the property underneath this rubble, which her insurance adjuster has come out to inspect. Cindy's had a good job for years, $20 an hour, and her house was fully insured. So she should be able to rebuild and replace most of her possessions. But first, she has to itemize them all.
Do you have any idea how many windows you might have had?
From her windows to her TVs to what she calls her one luxury item, her hot tub. Cindy's found a few precious things in the debris. The box with a lock of her late sister's hair. A bookshelf of Star Trek memorabilia.
I used to go to some of the conventions. I have a lot of the autographs and tech manuals for the ships and stuff.
Thanks to an advance from her insurance company, Cindy's already replaced her crushed Toyota with a new one, burnt orange for her home team, the Texas Longhorns. But it's drawn stares at disaster relief centers, so she taped a sign to the back.
It says, "Don't let the new car fool you. Everything I own fits in it. I survived F5. Praise God in all things."
We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name, and all God's people say.
Cindy says her church has been a refuge. Church friends have given her gift cards, offered spare bedrooms in the short term. As for the longer term...
Hey, Lynn.
Her friend Lynn calls to say her family has a house they're putting on the market, and Cindy can stay there while she's waiting to rebuild her own.
And then, I don't know, we hadn't talked rent or anything. I mean, I can help in.
We just want to help you, and if you want to help, you know, we'll figure that out.
Cindy says losing almost everything has made her realize how much she still has.
Even though I'm homeless, I'm in a much better position than a lot of other people right now.
Now let's turn to Michelle. Remember, before the tornado, she lived in the same neighborhood as Cindy. Since then, she's been staying most nights in this Red Cross shelter in downtown Moore, where an old Jackie Chan movie is playing in the rec room. She's found a new apartment to move into, but it's not ready for another week. And in the meantime, her friends' places are small, no spare bedrooms, and hotels are not an option.
I'm afraid to spend anything. It's just like,
Even before the tornado, life was tough for Michelle. She asked not to use her last name because of an unresolved domestic violence incident a while back. She's supporting a child on her own with a job that pays $11 an hour. Now the tornado is another problem to solve.
This is a list, so I don't remember the important things.
Don't forget them.
Correct. So I can't put a simple phrase together.
The list includes things like drink water and eat snacks, things that seem basic but easy to lose track of when there's so much else to do. Michelle was a renter with no insurance, so when she's not at work, she's been making the rounds at tornado relief centers, baby in tow.
Don't eat your shoe, sweetie. It's dirty.
She's slowly re-getting the essentials, a car seat, a pack and play. At one charity booth, a woman hands her a $50 gift card.
Thank you. Thank you.
Use that in whatever way you need to.
Baby bed.
Out of the pack and play, into a baby bed.
Step up.
She asks for the group's address to send thank you notes.
One day when I get back on my feet and stuff, I'd like to repay the agencies themselves, so when somebody else needs it, it'll be there.
A few days later, I find Michelle in the shelter late at night writing those thank you notes. She'd stopped by her old home that day to search for a few last things in the debris. She didn't find anything except some wind-stripped trees. But then she looked again.
One of the trees there has a green leaf on it. That little piece of green just stopped me in my tracks. I looked and it's like, it's coming back.
She shook her head and said it again. It's coming back. I'm Chrissy Clark from Marketplace.
You can get a sense of what those two different tornado recoveries look like on our website. It's marketplace.org.